You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
Call for international mobilizations in rejection to the coup in Honduras. This Friday, 2 months after the de facto government was installed in Honduras, after ousting President Manuel Zelaya, there will be mobilizations throughout the world in support of the Honduran popular movement, which is demanding an end to the dictatorship and the reinstatement of the democratic order. The mobilizations were called for by the National Front Against the Coup d'État in Honduras, which gathers the social organizations which have led the massive protest mobilizations against the coup regime led by Roberto Micheletti. The Popular Front calls all organizations and people committed to democracy in the world to join the protest against the dictatorship installed by the Honduran oligarchy with the complicity of the most conservative and fascist international sectors. The mobilizations will consist of sit-ins outside the embassies of the U.S. throughout the world, aiming at expressing the generalized rejection to the coup d'état and demand the return of democracy by the reinstatement of Manuel Zelaya. 2 of the 5 goals of the protest are related specifically to the U.S., since the support and complicity of U.S. intelligence in the coup are denounced, in addition to the demand of a strong position against the dictatorship by the U.S., including the immediate suspension of all kinds of military, diplomatic, and economic cooperation with the regime. Also, the goals include the demand that the people who violated human rights during the de facto government don't be left unpunished. Precisely this week, Spanish judge Baltasar Garzón participated in a forum in Honduras and talked about the power of the international justice to intervene in cases of abuses to fundamental rights. Honduras is not the only country in the world. Those who say that people don't care about what is occurring in Honduras are lying. Those who state that we have nothing to do here are not telling the truth. When it comes to the defense of human rights, there are no borders, the judge said, according to newspaper Tribuna Latina.
You're listening to Real World News.